I thought you were through it altogether.
Well, we're throwing it out in areas. And when I say areas, and at some of the bases, the installation officer has been aggressive and has taken the initiative, is cutting out of the contract that portion of it because he knows he's going to get better maintenance by using in-service capability. And wherever we can go and we can hard sell the base commander on definitely projecting military type for maintenance into the field facilities, they then are turning that around and eliminating the maintenance portion by contract from their yearly contract. So,
then you do still have some?
Oh, yes, we have some, definitely.
In France?
Right. Right, we do in France. But we're trying to, if once we can become self-sufficient, I believe that this is a military organization. We should have military people in there.
Oh, okay. We're not doing a job.
I mentioned it very lightly in here, but it's a policy to depend upon maintenance contractors. For this reason, I know personally, firsthand, that maintenance contractors in France, according to the French law, they must hire from around the vicinity French workers. They can't bring a man that's trained from Cologne or from Paris or some big city.
He's got to take anyone they can get.
He's
got
to depend upon someone locally. And what's he going to get locally? They have never seen a field facility before.
That's for sure. Well, it's a hell of a damn thing, and I'm certainly happy that you're phasing this thing out, and the faster we can do it, I think the better off we can be. I think that there's evidence of that. And when I saw it, the damn thing at that time, there wasn't too much activity in any area.
Well, that really has got a terrific storage problem coming up, you know. Their mission is changing, and that's one reason Mr. Will was down there, just to help them project, plan, and set up specifications for increased storage.
Yeah.
I don't know what the eventuality is for that base, but we know that they have a terrific high requirement for fuel storage. We actually believe that throughout our entire area, we don't know of any equipment now that is down, or we couldn't, if the balloon went up, we couldn't actually go to full capability. I don't know of any restricted areas at all. We jump on this restriction. Wherever we got a restriction, we try to get it rectified as quickly as we can.
And as I recall our conversation the other night, you're not restricted to traveling.
No, sir. I can go anywhere, anytime. Anywhere within Europe is a cinch by staff bar. We have no trouble getting a staff bar.
What control do you people have over Third Air Force?
Very little, because Third Air Force is a problem child within itself due to the fact that maintenance is directly attributed to and responsible by the Air Ministry. They're the ones
that
SAC? Well, SAC has some bases in there, you see. There's only about six or seven.
They're responsible then for logistics support.
That's right. Now, see, here's what we can suggest. When we suggest to Third Air Force something in the form of a directive, they can go out and direct their own bases to do. When they try to direct the SAC base, before a SAC base would move out on anything in reference to fuel, they get in touch with their people back at the state. That's why we get in these little hassles. We put out something about flow or no flow or full flow or less flow, and SAC immediately queries the states about the Third Air Force has come out with this directive, or they play both ends against the middle. They want to play it real safe.
Now, are you going to have that same condition as the 16th?
Well, let me say it like this. I don't know what our problem is going to be in the 16th yet. Colonel Fowler told me that we would be responsible for the facilities at the bases, but the pipeline would remain under AMC, which means probably AMC.
Is Colonel Fowler still here?
Fowler's upstairs now taking Scholar's place.
Oh, I see.
He's top man now.
Roots come over to take.
No, Roots is in construction. Right across the hall.
Oh, he's
all back.
No, I thought he replaced
Scatter.
No, the Pentagon.
Yes.
Congratulations.
How about that $2 million? What you?
We're interested in that. Oh, yes. You better.
Shall I call
Kevin Warden? Because you should have. Well, whoever heard, hold your
first thing. You
got to count
what?
What'd you call it?
You should have that money right now. I mean,
we can spend it in a hurry.
Well, my God, then they better let you know that it's bad, because I know...
You keep them until our people didn't get a hold of it.
Oh, hell no, this is going in money.
Okay.
Sure, they asked me how much much out with it, and I went like that, and I said, I wanted $18 million, that's all.
Wonderful.
That's for sure. Lois?
Did you see all that?
Two women and a half.
Would you like to keep this copy of
it? Yes, I would. If you
have a bunch of copies of it.
Although I can't give you much encouragement.
Well, you know, you've got to keep trying.
There's other people thinking the same way, so I would have liked that. No, I'll tell you, I've been out of that place a long ago. I've had a good enough of the first few kids
over there. And you can't give up. You've been the only thing we've got is in a way of liaison, and you're the only connection we've got with those people. We've got to have somebody up here.
She's already got I think it's getting a little bit better. But the night first came to the Air Force and got tied in with a TTR outfit. Well, yeah, it was just driving her head against a stone wall. You saw no progress or hopes of progress.
Thank you. sent out a priority test on this thing and try to earmark it? Try to find out here.
You got one thing. Can you spend it?
You better believe I can spend it if I know you've got it. Well, I can put in. You know where we're proposing putting in both steel tanks?
Both now? No,
I don't know.
We can put it in.
Well, we can put it in
one of the tanks.
Definitely. You give me a chance at this money, I'll spend it.
You know, the term is pretty well tied up now over these years.
Well, I can get money another tied up.
Less than 30 days. There are 30 days in it. And over 100,000 that have to come in here for manual approval.
Well,
I'm surprised that you haven't gotten that.
I know. I didn't know where to think about it.
Well, that meeting was held 30 days or possibly 45 days. Of course, see, we've gone to Washington, our consul here has, and asked that money be shuffled out of one area into the instrument
program.
Yeah. Because I know if we'd have got something like that, they'd have been balking at it trying to get additional funds. The consul here has been going to Washington for these programs.
Do you have any way of getting a theater out as to where our ship here ran here somewhere? Or as far as that's concerned, you can close by a statement and send a letter into Washington. And we had the meeting, and there or two after the meeting, when Addington came to me, he said, well, Frank, can you give me a breakdown how you, what you want, how much you can answer yet? I sat down and gave him that damn thing and the paper.
Fuel filter water separators. Is there a new mill have a little 8B coming out now?
It is, but I could not give you an answer as to when it will be completely coordinated, as I ask every time that I come in contact with these people. What progress we've made?
You know, let's stop the coordination of that.
Let me go.
That's going to be easier. Each one of the services has certain members. And they have
a lot of things
they think they should have, and now it's around for the But then we're having our own.
Who's contracting this for us? I mean, who's
the ABC? That's the new policies call for that they're responsible for
testing, qualifying, and something else of clean water separators and other critical components.
In other words, we'll put them right on their back. If you say it's good, we'll install it.
Well, we were criticized there in that area too, buying cold water separators from them.
Okay,
and it's not, that's the low